There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, everyone. This is Jodie Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bienvenidos, mi gente. Gloria Estefan here. You are listening to Red Table Talk, the Estefans podcast. All your favorite episodes from our Facebook Watch show in audio.
This Red Table Talk is dedicated to healing and finding strength. Right now, I know millions of you are grieving the unbearable loss of a loved one, the heartbreaking end of a relationship, your home, your job, your sense of safety. We all just put our hands on mom, telling her, we're here.
We saw her heart rate go down, like, one by one.
The world's leading expert on loss guides us through the six stages of grief.
Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Meaning is the sixth stage of grief.
I lost a baby at 45. Which was my last opportunity to have a baby.
You did nothing wrong.
How to cope with the pain.
Loss can be not only physically, it could be mentally, emotional.
Don't give death the power to end a relationship or to end your love.
Join us for a healing red table.
She was literally my best friend.
Open yourselves up to the messages that your loved ones are giving you constantly. Our hope is that by sharing our darkest days, we can bring some healing and light to those struggling with grief and loss. Just 3 years ago, my sister Rebecca and I lost our beloved mother. My mom had a long life. You still, I talk to her every day before the show. I talk to her in my car. I talk to her in my shower a lot.
When my sister Becky and I lost our mother in 2017, a part of us left with her. Gloria Fajardo was a true diva and the backbone of our family. After our parents fled from communist Cuba in 1960, our father served in the U.S. military, while our mother became the heart of our community. But most importantly, my mother later became abuela.
Love you.
Love you too.
All along teaching us that there was nothing a woman couldn't do.
Here comes my baby sister. You better not be crying already.
I'm not crying.
You ready?
I'm fine.
Mom was such a huge
matriarch
presence. She made sure that there was a record player in her house and was constantly music playing.
I remember the music
in the house. She established a little kindergarten in our apartment because she had a PhD in education from Cuba, and she thought that it was so important.
She was the real diva of our family.
She sang beautifully. She was gorgeous. She looked like Liz Taylor. No matter what she was doing, she was dressed and made up to the nines. Why do you think I got dressed like this for her episode? Because
complex.
She always thought I was underdressed.
At times, you guys had a tumultuous relationship.
Oh, I fought with her like cats and dogs. We were very similar.
Honestly, I knew that she couldn't help it sometimes. And one day she came close to what's the closest to an apology by saying to me in a rage, because you know she would be enraged in a split second. She said to me, I don't know why I do these things. I don't know why I can't control myself or say what I'm feeling.
Mm.
And I took it as an apology because I knew, you know, that...
That's good.
I think she was the most incredible woman in the world. She was literally my best friend, you know? My grandma and I could talk about anything. Things that I couldn't talk to you about.
But you also got her... I mean, I think that she gave you the best of her.
Yes.
When you came into her life, she was ready to do nothing but be your grandma.
Rapuela!
Yo sé que me estrellaron, no vayan a llorar. Pero más que rapeo, tengo que trabajar. Don't worry, everything will be okay.
Ay.
Thank God you guys had those moments.
She was the best.
The most beautiful thing that was able to happen with her was that she had the kind of death that, despite all of the things she was hooked up to, we were all with her at the moment of her passing. And we all just put our hands on her, Naib, on her head. All of us were touching her.
Literally, watching her
body,
heart rate
and telling her, we're here.
That was terrible. We saw her heart rate go down, like, one by one.
What a privilege for her to have everyone there, which is when you say, I'm on my way to a better place.
And she really believed that.
By the way, she died at 8:19. That was a message. My grandmother, her mother died on 8:19.
Yep.
So in every possible way, she sent us messages that my grandmother was there with her.
The hardest thing for me was after. Tia, for you, for example, you know, it was very hard to cope. I've always seen you as strong. She can do anything, this woman.
Anything.
And for the first time, she was like, I can't sing.
I couldn't record my album for over a year. Mom was a powerful force, that little lady. She continues to be. Now listen, everybody. Open yourselves up to the messages that your loved ones are giving you constantly.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They are, I believe firmly, that there's a million ways, and it's always going to be in a way that only you would know and only you would recognize. They have gotten us through the toughest moments of our lives, even when they've been gone.
I'm glad you guys were able to tell your mom and grandma everything, because as hard as that was, your experience was totally different from mine. My mom passed away when I was very young. It was one of those things that you never expect. It happened very fast. I always say that she passed from a heart attack, but it was actually a tragic death.
Since she was 11, Lily kept her mother's traumatic suicide a secret, a loss that she struggles to talk about to this day.
I remember cleaning her bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
I went into her room and for the first time I saw that closet empty. That's when you say, this is real. She had a smile like she was the sun. Look at her. I hope I look like her and I hope I bring that joy to everyone. Even in my worst moments, I try to smile. You feel empty. I remember especially getting off the bus, getting back home, looking for her. I would always feel like, my God, where is my mom? My mother passed away December 22nd. I find out the 23rd. The burial was December 24th.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Latinos celebrate Nochebuena like 2-3 weeks of party. And my father said, let's get dressed and we're going to go and celebrate like if nothing happened. So we went to Nochebuena and that was hard because the music is going. Everyone knows what happened. You don't want to make anyone sad, but you just buried your mother today.
Do you think that helped or hurt you?
In looking back, you know, I want to tell my father, you know, you did it good. It was the right thing to do. For many years, we didn't celebrate Christmas. And it was because of my mother. The turning point for me was when my kids were born. And I'm like, we need to do Christmas big. And I think my mom is happy for that. This is what I tell people. Don't leave anything unsaid because you never know. My mom is my angel. Every night, I pray before I go to bed. I go, thank you, mommy. Thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for everything you do for me. And that's when I can go to sleep. She's guiding me all the way.
Absolutely. I want to ask you because I know that when Daddy passed, I was 23. Now, Daddy and you were very close.
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, Daddy was always somewhere else. And he made sure that he was abreast of everything that happened with us. To me, my father was a hero fighting the Vietnam War. We couldn't communicate. There were no cell phones. That's when he bought us a reel-to-reel tape recorder so that you wouldn't forget his voice. That was his main worry. Because you were three.
Wow.
Becky, ¿cómo estás, mi amor? Tengo unas ganas tan grandes de verte que no me aguanto. Y prepárate, que como te dije ya, te voy a dar una mordida en la oreja que te la voy a arrancar y me la voy a comer.
Yeah, it's heart-wrenching.
Yeah. And he would tell you that he was going to bite your cheeks.
Yeah.
And when he got here, he was going to squeeze
you. I saw the pictures of you and you look so beautiful. And yeah, I mean, I thank God I have that because I would not have known my father's voice.
Absolutely.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
I know so many are suffering and struggling. David Kessler is a world-renowned grief expert who knows the agony of loss firsthand. His journey began at age 13 when he witnessed a mass shooting at the same time that his mother was dying. Welcome to the table.
Hi.
I've read your books and was so excited. There's a lot we want to ask you. I know that you can be very helpful to us.
Absolutely.
The first mass shooting. Why don't you take us through what you went through?
My mother was dying in a VA hospital, just like your dad. I was 13. I couldn't go up and see her. And across the street at a hotel, a fire broke out and then shooting began. It went on for 13 hours. So one of the first mass shootings in the U.S. The shooting and then for her to die, I was just numb. And like the only thing I was told is be strong. Grief is natural. Organically, we know what to do. But our modern society is the one that tells us, be strong, get over it, move on, you shouldn't feel it, find closure, get over them. What kind of closure?
Yeah.
One of the things people don't realize is when our loved ones die, I always say, don't give death any more power than it already has. Don't give death the power to end a relationship or the power to end your love. Death can take someone physically, but your love of your mom and your mom and your mom and your grandmother never dies. We can't heal what we don't feel. So when we suppress them, that's what goes wrong. We need to get them out. We judge our feelings. We have feelings on feelings. I'm angry, but I shouldn't be angry.
Go through the process.
Go through the process.
A lot of people don't go through the process.
When we run from grief, we are in the pain longer. And to me, the goal of grief work is to remember those who have died with more love than pain. When we allow that to happen, it shifts your body. My younger son had been drug exposed. I naively thought love will conquer all. Love helps everything. It doesn't stop the wounds of childhood. And so when he turned 16, he called me and he said, I just tried drugs and I'm in trouble. And I was like, what? Pot, beer, what? And he said, meth. Oh. And I said, your first drug is meth? And it became a series of years of in and out of rehabs. And he worked so hard to be sober and to have a life. And He called up some friends. They went out and used. And they lived. He died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Heartbreaking then, heartbreaking now. I often say, people have said, you talk about gratitude. Can you find gratitude for your son dying? And I said, here's how I can find gratitude. There's only one worse thing I can think of than my son dying. Me never getting to know him this lifetime.
Exactly.
Even if it was 11 years, you got to know your mom.
Mm-hmm.
None of this is guaranteed.
Loss can be not only physically, it right. could be mentally, emotional.
A job, a wedding, a divorce.
A pet.
Moving, a pet. All kinds of changes that we don't want.
Can you take us a little bit through those five stages of grief?
Elizabeth Kubler-Ross first identified the five stages of dying: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. That came out in her groundbreaking book on death and dying. Over the years, people applied them to grief, sometimes not well. And that's when I was privileged to work with her and adapt them in our book on grief and grieving. And literally on page one, we say, they're not a map for grief. There's no one way to do grief. They're not linear. Your grief is as unique as your fingerprint. The stages follow us. We don't follow them.
Okay. And you can go back to a stage.
In an hour.
We're already there.
Anger, acceptance, denial. Right. Absolutely. In an hour, you can do them all and circle around.
No, I never heard bargaining.
Bargaining is the what ifs, regrets, and if onlys. It's the guilt.
Right.
Most of us have guilt and what ifs and if onlys, don't we?
Even if we keep them,
we always want more.
And even if there's nothing that you could have done, even if there isn't a what if, you still wonder what if.
And I have people who their parents have died at 100 years old. They still want more. They still wish they could have done it differently. We all have those feelings. It's so normal.
Losing my mom, and I think we can all agree on this, it was devastating. It was the biggest loss I've ever experienced in my life. And I lost a baby at 45, which was my last opportunity to have a baby.
And you were so excited.
We all were. It was tough.
So much so that I still have that ultrasound picture on my phone because I just can't get rid of it. And I immediately thought, what did I do wrong? It's funny because I was just starting nursing school. I became a nurse midlife. About 3 months into it, I went into maternity and found out that spontaneous abortions happen between 8 and 10 weeks. And normally it's because there's something wrong with the baby.
I was so surprised when I was writing this last book. I said, I want to talk about miscarriage. And people said, but you haven't had a miscarriage. And I said, I cannot do a grief book without putting miscarriage in it because it doesn't get talked about. And when it doesn't get talked about, people internalize it and think they did something wrong. The first thing, and you know this, you did nothing wrong. Miscarriages, just like death, happen in our life. I want to ask you, the ultrasound.
Why are you holding on to it?
Why would you want to let go of it? It's the only picture you have of your baby. Would we ever say to a parent, give up the one picture you have? No.
Oh my gosh, there it is.
There it is.
I'm like, anyone who says you've got to give that up, haven't you given up enough? You do not have to give that up.
Amen.
You do
Absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
You keep that in your heart. And your job, I bet, and I've heard this from so many people, I bet it's true, you wonder how old that baby would be, what they'd be like.
My husband and I talk about that baby. Oh, how old would they be now? And I had names picked out. I had, you know.
Your work is to raise that baby in your heart. I learned this with my own son. We think our job is to make the grief smaller. The grief doesn't get smaller. We have to grow around the grief. When my younger son died, and I was the father who had to bury a child, but I was also a grief expert. And I would go, yeah, I'm in anger. Yeah, I'm in bargaining. When I was in acceptance and struggling with that, I go, I can't do it. I can't stop at acceptance. I wanted more. And that's when I identified that sixth stage of grief. I wanted us to find meaning. Meaning is the sixth stage of grief. We're finding meaning at this table. You wearing something in honor of your mother is meaning. You being an NICU nurse is meaning. You talking about how grief affects you is giving power to people to admit it out there who are watching this. That's your meaning. You know, miscarriage, divorce, saying we're not bad because these things happen. They happen. That's life. That's part of the deal. We can't take away the pain, but we can find meaning.
And I know for me, I mean, you clutch onto any possible messages.
Because that's an amazing
my
story.
Mother, to me, turns on lights and turns them off. And literally a week after she passed, I went for a walk. The minute I started talking about her, boom, the light over me turns off. When we walked to the second light, I said, okay, Mom, if this is you, turn on the light. Boom, she turned on the light.
So first of all, I'm an open skeptic. My mother, she died in that hospital. Then decades later, I'm there in the same city giving a lecture. The hospital has been closed down. I get special permission. This gentleman takes me up to the ICU doors, and only the emergency power's on, and the light above that bed is flashing green. And I thought, what does green mean? Green means you can go. Green means complete. Green means it's safe. Was that my mom saying, I'm here to be seen? I felt complete that I really could now see her with love.
You feel more complete and it has meaning for you. Like everything that I see gives me meaning. It makes me feel closer to my mom every time a light flashes on or off.
Think of how this is helping people. We'll never know. You speaking about, you know, your loss of your mother occurred many years ago. People think, oh, but you should be done in a year.
Oh, no.
We're never forgetting our mother.
Never
forgetting. We're never forgetting our fathers. So people say, how long will I grieve? I always say, well, how long are they going to be dead? Because if they're going to be dead a long time, you're going to grieve a long time. Not always in pain, but you will grieve.
So what have we learned here? That even though they're gone from the physical space, I believe this.
They never really.
I believe.
Yeah,
we keep them alive.
They're alive in every cell in our bodies.
And they're going to be with us.
Absolutely.
Always. When you guys are gone, I'm going to make sure.
Yeah, don't push me that quick.
A lot of love here.
Do you want to move in with us?
Absolutely.
David, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, David.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
We want to leave you with a special song that Emily and I wrote together for our Broadway show, On Your Feet. It's in the scene where my mother comes to the hospital after I had broken my back and was paralyzed and we hadn't spoken in 2 years.
If I never got to tell you, there's no way I could be prouder of the life that you've created, all the ways that you have grown. If I never got to tell you,
you are my love,
I will say it ever louder.
From the first day you were
in my life, you've been a blessing, and I need you to know. Don't think that you have all the time in the world to tell someone the reasons that you love them. With one twist of fate, all the words in your heart, they never hear. And so what's the sense in waiting until it's too late to say it? Much like a game when we play it, when we choose to keep it all inside. Until it's too late, forever we run out of whenevers, and this just might be our last goodbye. If I never got to tell you all the ways you made me happy, the dreams you've been fulfilling are fulfilling my dreams too. If I never got to tell you, I love you so. You were planned down to the moment. You have always been the reason for the choices I have made. I thought I would have all the time in the world to make things right, but I almost lost tomorrow. With one twist of fate, I was facing the world without you. So I'm no longer waiting until it's too late to say it. Much like a game, we play it when we choose to keep it all inside.
Thanks for listening. To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/Red Table Talk Estefans. Red Table Talk The Estefans is a production of Westbrook Studios in partnership with iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.